What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Trigger. This is Trigger number 563 here on Wednesday, June 18th, and it's been another busy week. The last 2 weeks feels like pretty much 2 months.
Yeah,
but
God.
We've been monitoring the situation quite effectively.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite meetings going around.
Yeah. Sorry, monitoring the situation.
Well, the best was someone posted about bombs in Tehran, and then some old lady from Northern Virginia named Ethel said, "Everything's all good here in Gainesville, Virginia." And I'm like, thank God Ethel is on missile watch in Nova, because, you know, God forbid. Anyway.
It happens out of control.
We are, of course, following the war that I alluded to last week with Israel and Iran. Yet to be determined if we're going to jump into that, but we'll get into that more in a second. So, obviously, Israel executing a well-planned attack on Iran, taking out most of their nuclear facilities, taking out most of their missile launchers, basically their whole air force, all their air defenses. And Israel is now air supremacy over
the skies, man.
Yeah. The Ayatollah is in hiding in a bunker, which we know where he is apparently, because Trump posted yesterday saying he knows exactly where he is and could kill him if he wanted to in a second. It's like when he had the picture of Abdul's house.
Yeah.
Abdul said, "Why'd you give me a picture?
I'm not Abdul.
You're going to have to figure that out, Abdul." So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Obviously, there's quite the debate raging here at home over whether or not the U.S. should participate in airstrikes. The main reason being that we're the only ones in possession of, I believe it's the GBU-57 bunker buster, the massive ordnance penetrator, which can only be dropped from a B-2 stealth bomber. So we are the only ones that could take out the last essentially remaining nuclear facility at Fordow.
The one that's half a mile underground.
In a mountain.
Yeah.
So the Israelis cannot do that without our help. So it remains to be seen whether we will do that or not. But the one thing that, you know, I am kind of annoyed with in this whole conversation is how quick some supposedly MAGA people are to abandon the president when, like I just said last week, let the man cook.
Yeah.
Okay? We voted him into office. You should trust him to make the decisions that we entrusted him to make. If he decides that it's in our best interests for America first to take out this nuclear facility and to bomb Iran and maybe kill the supreme leader of Iran, then that's what you do. He's the commander-in-chief. At no point in his 10-year political career has he ever said anything other than the fact that he would not allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
And here they stand at the doorstep of a nuclear weapon. You think he's just going to not do anything about it?
Yeah.
He's the most powerful man in the world of the most powerful country in the world. He's the commander-in-chief. So the idea that this is dragging us into some other endless war, blah, 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 Tucker talking points, which Tucker's been getting on my fucking nerves lately, by the way. And now Tucker apparently apologized to Trump, which is classic and fucking hilarious. The idea that he hasn't been remarkably consistent for a decade on this is shocking.
Yeah. Okay? Well, I mean, people reacted the same when he launched cruise missiles into Syria.
Yeah, sure,
In his first presidency, like, endless war, I'm abandoning him. So,
but this is
like,
in the same vein as the Elon fight. People seem so apt to just that say that they are MAGA or America First or whatever, to just jump away from the president or abandon him or abandon ship. I'm sorry, I'm going to be riding with the president forever. And whatever he chooses to do is going to be the correct choice. And
time and again, he's proven to be right.
Correct.
Tariffs. Yeah, let it ride.
Elon, big, beautiful bill, all this stuff. Let Trump cook.
Yeah, let it ride.
That's what it comes down to. And, you know, first off, me personally, you know, I'm not very much of a neocon anymore. I used to be. I'm reformed, but if there's one thing that I would consider myself still to be a hawk on, or what some would call a warmonger, is Iran. You know, I've been in politics now for about 17, 18 years. I started my first campaign when I was like 15 years old, fighting against Obama.
Yeah.
Classic.
Obama phones.
Yeah. If there's one thing that I've always been consistent on too, is that we needed to take out Iran for any long-term peace for the Middle East.
Yeah.
Everything in the Middle East that's a problem,
source of all evils,
goes back to Iran. Yeah. okay? And everyone says, well, we don't want another Iraq. Well, do you know why Iraq was so bloody for us? Iran funded that. That was Soleimani, who we killed the first time.
Goodbye.
And so it's, and the idea that we're going to put boots on the ground in Iraq is just outrageous. Yeah, it's nuts. And it's like, you know, I'm as America first as it gets, but America first doesn't mean America last. And if it's in our best interest to take out Iran and take out the Supreme Leader and take out this nuclear facility to get to a long-term peace solution in the Middle East, which is what I think we can achieve here if we did this, if we get rid of this Islamic regime in Iran, and then that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
America first doesn't mean America alone.
Yeah.
And, the isolationist wing of the party, you know, peace through strength doesn't mean isolation.
No.
People don't understand that.
Yeah.
Do you think Ronald Reagan was isolationist?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me?
You show that you're willing to f*** people up, and then there will be peace.
Be nice to everybody, but also have a plan to kill everyone, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What was the quote? Never walk into a room without a plan to kill everybody or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, that whole argument is so annoying to me, and it's like, oh, well, is the MAGA base going to splinter and this and that? Whatever.
It's not. I saw Poland, man. The MAGA base is fine with this.
Of course.
I mean, it's fine with this.
If you look at Republicans and it's like, how many Republicans are in favor of striking Iran if it keeps them from getting a nuclear weapon? It's
82%.
Yeah, it was like 82%.
And like 71% of Democrats agree, by the way. So it's
You know what it is that, you know, whatever, 18% or whatever, that 18% is a very large portion of the online influencer types who say they're MAGA but really are just using the grift to enrich themselves.
Yeah.
And that's people like, unfortunately, currently, Tucker. And you also have people like Alex Jones, of course, you know, goes to Tucker. Steve Bannon, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And Steve Bannon, I think, forgets just how much Trump has done for him. He was essentially nobody before Trump.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what it is.
Yeah, there's an extensive list, and it's unfortunate.
And but I'm sure some people listening to this disagree with me, and that's fine. That's the beauty of this country. Yeah. But you know what? Like, I've been fighting my whole f***ing political career to take down Iran. I'm not going to back off now just because some people who I usually have respect for are saying that this is about it. Oh, Candace Owens, too.
Oh,
but, you know, she hates Jews.
Yeah, she hates Jews.
She hates Jews. And actually, I do think a lot of this is rooted in some of that.
Yeah, there's some weird things are being said from this crowd. Just weird things.
And I've always been a supporter of Israel and a supporter of Bibi, mm-hmm. especially Bibi. He is the Trump of Israel, you know.
Yeah.
They tried to lawfare him out of office
over
too.
Some Cuban cigars.
Yeah. So he's gonna keep fighting and doing what's right. And really, if you look at it, what has transpired since October 7th, 2023, he has taken out Hamas, he's taken out Hezbollah, and now he's taken out Iran.
Yeah.
He cleaned up the whole fucking Middle East for us.
Yeah.
They did the hard work. So now if they just need our help one last little bit for one fucking bombing run over Fordow to take out Iran's nuclear program forever.
That's fine.
I am glad to produce that.
Yeah.
And I think
they're looking for that too. I mean, they said that they don't want a prolonged war. They just want to mop up what's left, which they say could be done within a week or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So.
And so we'll see. And then you have these people that are like, oh well, Trump should still give peace a chance. They had a chance.
Yeah.
He gave them a 60-day deadline. And you know what happened on day 61? Iran went in.
Yeah. Also,
Israel went into Iran.
Yeah. These are terrorists.
Yeah.
These are terrorists who have been, and also, like, they're terrorists who have struck Iran, but also our military bases. I think we keep forgetting these drone attacks that have happened against our forces across Syria and Iraq. They've already attacked us.
You know how many Americans Iran has killed over the years?
Probably thousands.
Oh, Easily thousands.
So, you know what? Yeah, we tried multiple times. Now it's time for them to go away.
Yes,
and
for
a great many of them in the IRGC and the political leadership, they are gone. That was just unbelievable. You know, Jack Keane was on Fox News over the weekend, just talked about how basically every single one of these guys was killed simultaneously to avoid them from bunkering up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, like, the level of infiltration Israeli intelligence has probably has within a reigning society right now. It's probably extensive. I feel like it's like Batman Begins. You know, like, you live in a city so corrupt, we've infiltrated every aspect of its infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's basically it. And
well, you know what?
Surgical. Surgical.
The other aspect of it that kind of got underreported, but I actually agree with this theory, is that everything that went on in the lead up to it was a big show between Trump and Bibi.
Yeah.
You remember when everyone was like, oh, the relationship is soured.
Oh, yeah.
Trump is saying that
the
they shouldn't.
Phone calls.
Trump is saying that they shouldn't attack and this and that. And, you know, even the week of last week of the attack, they had a call on Monday. And after the call, the reporting was Trump told Bibi, you better not attack them. Don't do it. We're still negotiating. When in reality, that call was them coordinating the attack itself.
Yeah.
And so all of that was to lull the Iranians into a sense of complacency that if we went through that 60-day deadline, that none of them were already in bunkers and ready for the war, and they didn't have their missiles fueled and ready to launch. They were caught off guard.
Yeah.
They thought that they had us totally hoodwinked.
Yeah.
And all the meanwhile, by the way, that all these so-called negotiations were going on, which is the same thing that has happened every single time we've had nuclear talks with Iran, they were enriching weapons-grade uranium.
Yep.
Like, they were very close. They were days away from having enough weapons-grade uranium for a bomb.
Yeah.
And then there was other intel that came out, apparently, that they were working very close to having the trigger complete. They were right there.
Yeah.
Like, remember all these years since the Obama nuclear deal, that was a total failure, obviously, that we have said this was going to happen eventually, and, you know, 10 years went by.
Stuxnet was successful in halting the program, but it was only a temporary fix. And thank God, you know, Israeli intelligence got in there, destroyed all the data, and took their backup systems to really set them back. But, you know, that's only a temporary fix.
Yeah,
so,
if that uranium's still in the centrifuges, which the only way it could be destroyed is by us, got to do it. I think you got to do it.
And, of course, they spread them all out, hence these 12 sites.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Fordow, Iraq.
Yeah.
And the one begins with an N.
Natanz. Natanz is destroyed,
apparently it imploded or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's like, apparently there are thousands of centrifuges in there that are gone, but they're still all spread out because they knew that they couldn't keep all that stuff in one location, but they're taking them out. So,
it's long overdue that this is happening, and you got to finish the job now.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly do think that this is the golden opportunity to ring in a golden age of peace in the Middle East. And you look at what we've been told, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be World War III. Russia and China are going to come save them. No. Russia and China are like, no, we're good.
Yeah, Russia's like, goodbye.
Oh, well, what about Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia put out a statement saying, maybe Israel shouldn't be doing this. But behind closed doors, they are thrilled.
Yeah. It's their main geopolitical rival there. First of all, they're religious rivals because, remember Sunni Shia, so they don't like each other. Also, I mean, Saudi Arabia said in 2005 that if Iran gets the bomb, we're starting our own nuclear weapons program, which is, in the background, another f***ing reason why they can't get the bomb.
Correct.
That Egypt, well, Mubarak's dead, but Hosni Mubarak also said the exact same thing, and Turkey said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, is a nuclear weapons, like, arms race in the Middle East something that's going to provide long-term stability?
Right.
I don't want to gamble with that, so...
Right. Well, I saw a tweet yesterday, and I actually thought it was a very valid point. The people that are saying we should do nothing about this are actually the ones in favor of long-term forever war.
Yeah.
Because we've been in a forever war with Iran since 1979.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Thank you, Jimmy Carter.
That's the real, you know...
Yeah.
That's the legacy of Jimmy Carter. One last bit from the dead here of him and his Islamist regime in Iran. And so...
And you had all the Obama's people freaking out. This is so, you know, Ben Rhodes, this is so unnecessary. Mm-hmm. All of it. I'm like, okay, well, too bad. Too bad. Your little scheme to, you know, with Obama just didn't work, and now you're just pissing blood over and collapsing. So
that's what we got going on over there. Other news that we have here in the United States, of course, Los Angeles continued to riot through the weekend.
Yeah.
Especially with the No Kings protests all over the country on Saturday, which were really, you know, sad.
They really were.
They were basically just all overweight, woke white women and old hags.
Breaking down. How can people vote for this man?
Yeah, some of those videos were crazy.
Yeah, I know, they're nuts.
But nonetheless, it was a great military parade in D.C.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Really spectacular patriotic sights. The flyovers were awesome. I was on a rooftop in Arlington watching those flyovers and the fireworks downtown.
Fireworks, yeah.
Got properly drunk with some good conservatives. And we celebrated America. We celebrated the 250th birthday of the Army. We celebrated Flag Day. And, of course, the 79th birthday of our great president, Donald Trump.
That really was cool, seeing all the soldiers through the years.
Oh, yeah, the military uniforms.
The tanks and everything. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And it's, you know, oh, it's Trump's birthday and the military. I'm like, that's not what it's for. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was there was having a great time.
Oh, yeah. So. Young, vibrant, diverse. More diverse than these No Kings protests.
Oh, for sure.
So,
for sure.
I mean, I drove past a few of them. Crusty old bitches.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
That's the Democratic Party now.
Yeah. Just this morning, the Supreme Court ruled that in Tennessee, the Tennessee law banning the mutilation of children, chopping of the dicks and
chopping
such. Was held to be constitutional.
Yeah.
So this is a great sign for any other states that want to pass these laws across the country. You know, like I was talking to Matt before the podcast, I said, you know, this doesn't mean that this bans it nationally. That's not how it works.
Damn it. Well, so. Maybe we should have a national injunction on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To find a district judge that's Trump appointed an issue.
So, yeah, these states that can pass the laws will, you know... do that. But really, I thought that one of the most important things said in the opinion here was from the great Justice Alito from my hometown in New Jersey, Justice Samuel Alito, saying, quote, transgender people are not entitled to a higher level of constitutional scrutiny, which means they are not a protected class.
Nice.
So that's actually, I thought, the bigger thing that came out of all of this. It could have a much wider reaching effect on the legal front. So let's see, what else we got here? Oh, Trump installed two new flagpoles going up at the White House. First one today on the South Lawn was finished, and the flag, the very large flag, put up. And I'll tell you, it looks great.
Yeah, it does.
I cannot wait to see that in person. The crazy thing to me is that no one has thought of this before.
Yeah, I know.
Also, he paid for it out of pocket, by the way. Which, you know. And he's also building a ballroom at the White House out of pocket.
Oh, that's going to go through.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Because he's been talking about that for a while, how, you know, there's like this tremendous space. We got to use it.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see what else we got here. So on the ICE stuff, I mean, CBP releasing their May 25 monthly update. How many illegal aliens do you think were released into the United States in May?
Zero.
Zero.
Yes.
Down from 62,000 last May.
No. Jesus Christ,
It just goes to show you and further prove what we've been saying for a long time that what Biden was doing and the Democrats, well, really what the Democrats were doing, because it wasn't Biden in charge, obviously, was a clear, complete choice.
Yep.
The crossing number went from 118,000 down to 8,000.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. 93% drop.
Didn't need a new bill, just needed a new president.
All we needed was a new president, yep. And Tom Homan saying, quote, President Trump's leadership has resulted in the most secure border in the nation's history. In the last 24 hours, the Border Patrol encountered a total of 95 illegal aliens across the entire southern border. That is the lowest number ever recorded. Compare that to the Biden administration, who surpassed more than 10,000 per day. On top of that, they released the majority of those into the United States. How many were released under Trump? Zero. Compare that to the 62,000 Biden released in May of last year. And this is the key line. To continue this great work and make it more permanent, we need the big, beautiful bill passed so we can finish the job to include the biggest deportation operation the American people voted for. God bless the men and women of CBP and ICE. President Trump is a game changer. Tom Homan, U.S. Borders are.
Yep.
So, on that front, continuing on the immigration front, you know, this story was very interesting.
I love this story, yes.
Self-deportations under Trump. Remember how everyone said, no one's ever going to do that.
Yeah.
No one's going to leave.
Yep.
It passed almost 1 million in the first 4 months of Trump.
Yeah.
So that's a huge number.
And American wages went up when that happened.
Well, yeah, shocker. I mean, you know, who could have seen that coming?
I know.
Up in New York, the leftists continue to rage. We had New York City mayoral candidate who's not going to win, and this was just a publicity stunt, but he is the current comptroller of New York City, Brad Lander, got arrested by ICE for obstruction yesterday.
The photo of it.
Because he was physically disrupting immigration enforcement operations at the courthouse after an illegal immigrant was arrested and basically hauled away to be deported.
Yeah.
There's a video of it. I'm not going to play the video because it's just a bunch of yelling and tussling in the background. But you can't do that.
No.
You can't interfere with a federal operation like that. Have they not learned these lessons? I mean,
you're still going to do it.
Yeah.
Like Alex Padilla.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, New York is providing $50 million of taxpayer money for legal services for illegals.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's taxpayer money that was paid by Americans.
Yeah.
Now being used to fight on behalf of illegals. It's insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's why, like, when all these libs were complaining about the cost of the parade, that's the cost of the parade right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. It's more than the parade.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, you know, just take a seat, guys. Take a seat.
The no-name senator from California, Padilla, was pretty upset that he was pushed out of the news cycle by the Israeli attack.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he had to go to the Senate floor this week.
And waste everybody's time.
Waste time. You know, nobody knows who he is. But I found it very interesting when he started a fake cry on the Senate floor.
Well, he couldn't get the tears to flow.
Yeah.
couldn't get it.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it to machine.
The crocodile tears were not flowing. They were not flowing.
And then Chuckie Schumer goes down there and, you know, blames Trump for everything again, as always. Including the shooting of two Democrats in Minnesota.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's a weird story, man.
Well, I guess so. The reason it's not even on the list is because I don't really, you know, I don't give much of a fuck about it, and I guess that's maybe a little bit of a crass opinion to have.
Well, that one Dem did get the tax cuts through and the nixing of illegal alien health care, though.
Yeah. Okay. So the whole thing is suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'll say about it.
I mean, the guy's a whack job.
That's what I'll say about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean too. Yeah.
But also, like, everyone was freaking out about it on Saturday, and I guess my mentality was, I woke up to have a good time today and get drunk and celebrate America, and I really don't give a fuck if some state politician got, you know, got clapped out there. And especially, you know, this freaking self-righteous indignation that the left has over this violence, as if they were not the ones to start all of this.
Yeah.
All of this.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, your people are the ones that are firebombing pro-Israel rallies. You're rioting in the streets, throwing bricks at police officers, assaulting federal agents, gunning down Israeli embassy aides. Tried to set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion.
Yep.
Shot President Trump twice.
Twice. Well not the second time.
Two attempts.
They tried to kill him twice.
Yeah, twice.
And you want me to give a shit?
And I'm missing. Am I missing anything?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, $2 billion in damages in the George Floyd riots.
Yeah.
Political violence is their game.
Yeah.
And so, forgive me if I fail to give a about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
don't try to play that game. Chris Murphy tried to do that. Dick Durbin tried to do that. They both got obliterated because, well, first of all, Murphy went full tilt. He was like, "This guy seems to be a crazed MAGA right winger." I'm like, we don't know that.
Yeah.
All we know is that we have these notebooks, which is something out of the movie Seven, with all these names and annotations on how he tracked them by, you know, been verified and everything. And then being part of a fake private security firm run by his wife, who was then caught with $10,000 in cash, passports, and two firearms and ammunition. He owns multiple cars, a couple homes, but he's too poor to pay for a defense attorney. Just weird.
Yeah.
And also, I'm sorry, the friend who says he's a Trump supporter, the Papa John's delivery guy.
Yeah.
I don't trust a single thing that motherfucker says. I'm sorry. It's just weird.
Yeah.
just weird. He was texting him. Also, why was he renting a room if he has two homes? I don't get it. I don't get this whole story.
Yeah, I don't quite know.
It's you know, it's relevant because that private sector background, he was also part of this Red Lion group who, with ties to Africa and the Middle East and whatever. I don't know. There's nothing about any of these companies. But Governor Tim Walz decided to appoint him as a private sector representative to a state development board. So,
reappointed him.
Yeah.
It was...
He was appointed by the previous governor.
Correct.
And then he was reappointed. Yeah. It's just like, what the f*** is this? This is weird.
Yeah, I mean...
I just don't know what the f*** is going on.
Yeah, I don't quite know what's going on.
And
either.
Apparently Hortman's home got broken into again today.
Really?
They're snooping for something. So, like you said, it's...
Interesting.
It's bizarre.
That's bizarre. Yeah, that's more...
Also, how can you not secure the... It's a crime scene. What the... Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. Something's up.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I'm a little suspicious of what's going on, but, you know, I also don't really give much of a about it.
Although Hortman had a beautiful golden Gilbert, and they had to euthanize him.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah,
that's sad. You know what? Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Don't touch the dogs.
Yeah. Dogs, no.
Dogs, no.
Humans, yeah. All right. How about, let's talk about the beautiful bill here for a second. So, we got the Senate version of the big beautiful bill, and so that's how this works in reconciliation. Yes. Now, the Senate put their version out. Senate has to pass.
Very condensed 550 pages.
Yeah, Senate has to pass their version.
Yes.
And then we go to
committee,
essentially
right?
a conference committee. Which has members from both houses, House and Senate.
Then
they come back with one real big beautiful bill of the combined versions that will pass both in their opinions.
Yeah.
And then they have to repass it in both.
Simple majority.
Theoretically, the Senate can send their version over to the House and the House can approve that. But I'm not so sure about that. Either way, basically, the Senate's version differs in a few key ways. The cucks put the energy credits back in, keeping Biden's clean, quote, energy credits from the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Should never be in there. They changed some of the tax credits. We'll see if that survives to the final version of the bill. I would imagine that the clean energy credits will, because they clearly bought some people off on that one. And then the biggest fight, as anticipated, salt.
Yeah.
And by now, if you don't know what salt is, I can't really help you too much on that one.
Yeah.
But needless to say, the Senate reinstates the $10,000 cap on salt, which is what the current law is under the Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act 2017. Remember, the salt Taliban in the House, which is the likes of Mike Lawler and those motherfuckers. There's four of them, I think.
Yeah.
In which they have the votes, you know, to decide the bill.
Yeah.
They negotiated for the 40K cap, which was in the final bill that passed the House by one vote. So, we will see what happens. But the schedule so far is that next week, on Wednesday or Thursday morning, the Senate is going to vote on their version. Ideally, it will pass. There are still quite a few problem senators. You can guess the list. Collins, Murkowski, McConnell, the cuck from Utah, the Mormon.
The Mormon is going to be a problem.
Curtis, yeah.
Okay.
Which, take a guess what it's over.
Is it over the...
NPR funding.
It is?
Yeah. I'm like, what? Him and Collins are opposed to it over cutting PBS and NPR funding.
I guess Timu Obama's, when he brought Elmo onto the House floor, kind of rattled them. Huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Or something.
And then you also have Rand Paul, who recently has signaled that maybe he's coming around on the big, beautiful bill. Maybe Trump bashing him has worked. So we'll see. Oh, one thing that's also different is the debt ceiling increase in the Senate versus the House. Either way, it's going up quite a bit. But that's also, like, not a choice. That's not like you can't fuck with defaulting on the debt. People don't understand that. Like, basic economics here. You can't shut off the United States credit card all at once.
Yeah.
This is not how it works. The most powerful country in the world. Like, you can't just be like, oh, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Because you can't balance the budget through this bill.
Yeah.
Now, through the regular appropriations process in September, we can work towards a balanced budget. We can codify all of the Doge cuts. We can cut trillions from the budget.
Can't stop making those payments. But that will cause the end of the world.
cause the end of the world. That's more likely to cause the end of the world than a nuclear weapon at this point, is the debt ceiling hit. And that happens at the end of July regardless. So we have to finish this by the end of July. So the Senate will pass by next Thursday morning, because I think the senators are jetting out of town for their, of course, you know, 4th of July vacation, so which I'm happy about as well, because I'm off that whole week, too. But when they get back, conference, votes, pass the bill.
Yes.
That's what they got to do. Got to get it done.
We're making progress. It's been brutal. It's been slow. Tortured, as we expected, but there's progress. Yeah. I think it's going to pass.
Yeah. Jinx it.
Yeah. As long as they keep blowing up.
We'll
the see. Cities.
By the time this episode comes out, we could be bombing Iran. We might not be. Maybe. Yeah. Trump says maybe. Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe triggered is, you know, 15 miles underneath the ground.
He loves the mystery and the intrigue, too, because he likes to keep them scared. But we'll see. We do have one clip of the day here for you.
Nice.
And it is The View.
Oh.
Whoopi Goldberg.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, The View today was unhinged.
God,
we got so much content out of that.
Yeah, it was bad.
But Whoopi Goldberg went off the fucking deep end today. Take a listen.
Just remember, too, the Iranians literally throw gay people off of buildings. They don't adhere to basic human rights.
Here's the thing. Let's not do that, because if we start with that, we have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car.
Where the Iranian regime is today in 2025 is nothing compared to the United States.
They hanging black people. So
it is not even the same.
That's not what you mean to say. It is the same.
No, it's not. The year 2025 of the United States is nothing like if I step foot wearing this outfit in Toronto and killed for
I'm sorry.
No, I can't have my hair showing. I can't wear a skirt. I can't have my arms.
So I'm telling you, as judge?
I literally said Good it was Lord, up to the it. Iranian people.
Yes, okay.
It is up to
and
them.
And that's why I am saying that it is the same. Murdering someone for their difference is not good, whoever does it. It's not good. So that's why I said you weren't saying what I heard was not what you meant.
I think it's very different to live in the United States in 2025 than it is to live in Iran.
Not if you're black.
Not for everybody.
Not if you're black.
Guys, don't go to Tehran.
Let me tell you about being in this country. This is the greatest country in the world. But, I know that. And we all know that. But every day, we are worried. Do we have to be worried about our kids? Are our kids going to get shot because they're running through somebody's neighborhood? They are not big deals, and I don't mean to say they're not big deals to you, because that's not
women,
what I meant.
And they are not doing well there either.
That's classic.
There are no words.
It's so classic.
Did she have a brain aneurysm?
Yeah.
Live on air? Like, seriously, like a mini stroke?
You know, it's only a matter of time before we see, and also I saw this tweet in reply to our tweet of this clip. They were like, it's only a matter of time before we have the queers for Iran, just like we had the queers for Gaza, not realizing that those motherfuckers throw you off a roof or hang you from a crane in a second. Classic. So fucking classic.
That's right. They were hanging
in this Pride Month. This Pride Month hasn't been very prideful, by the way.
No, it was marred by bloodshed.
Well,
mirrored by bloodshed.
It's because America is back. This is America's month. All right, so we will, of course, be back here next week for another episode of Triggered. I probably will not be here, nor will I be here the week after, because I am on vacation. However, Corey will be here to host for you. We will have two episodes coming up. I'll try to be back here after July 4th, so... way in advance, a happy July 4th to all of you. Love you all.
Hopefully no aliens come.
God bless America. Well, that'd be fucked.
Oh, my God.
That'd
be our luck. Dude, we're done.
Yeah. And, of course, you know what to do if you enjoy Trigger, and if you want to support everything that I'm working on here at Town Hall Media and all the good reporting we're doing, the conservative commentary, go to townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off. That's FIGHT for 60% off. Because we have to fight,
yes.
as Trump says. we love you all. Of course, if you want to drop me an email, triggered@townhall.com. I love reading all your emails, even if I'm not always here to host every week. promise I will be here as much as possible, but schedule and duties don't necessarily always allow for that. The vacation's on me. That's I need a break.
Yes.
I'm off the whole week of the 4th. The 4th of July is my favorite holiday.
It
you're
is.
Aware of
I know,
that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is actually the first year. I've been living in D.C. for almost 15 years now. This is actually the first year that I'm going to be here in D.C. for the 4th of July. I usually go to town for it. But I'm going to be here to celebrate with some good conservatives, because we have now taken back the country. Patriots are in control here in D.C., and so we're going to enjoy some fireworks and a little bit of booze, and by that I mean a lot of it. Got to stock up. The people at Total Wine are going to love me for that order. But yeah, I hope you all have a great holiday, and I will see you after the holiday. Of course, you can always stay tuned to any of our sites for breaking news, townhall.com, Red State, PJ, Twitchy, Hot Air, Bearing Arms, all of them. We have got you covered as we cover the war, the big beautiful bill. It's going to be a busy few weeks here leading into the holiday. So, love you all, and we will be back here next Wednesday, June 25th, with another episode of Trigger.